Any thoughts, questions, comments? Why is it that when we smile, we feel happy? We feel light and happy. What is it about smile? And phenomenologically, when you smile, there is something called functional consciousness that arises. Functional consciousness meaning, you know, there is that state of experience where you feel there is no experiencer. For those moments when you are smiling, just like your heart is beating, right? You are breathing. These are the functions of something called functional consciousness. You don't actively beat your heart, right? It's doing that on its own. Why it is able to do that? That is because of the functional consciousness. And smile does that, takes you to that realm. And that's why you feel relaxed and, you know, happy.
Just taking in what you're saying, the connection to the involuntary functions in our body. To suggest that it has a consciousness that it's a part of. It is a very large part of the definition of the impersonal.
That there you go. Absolutely. In the moment of smile, you're actually experiencing impersonality, non-self, you know. In the moment of smile, we are actually losing that sense of separate self. And that's why it is, that consciousness, that's why it is functional in nature. Does that, that's what you're referring to?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to feel into the words that I'm also accessing, and I'm not quite there. But
that's why it's such a good way to a precursor to meditation. You know, being an engineer, I like to think about efficiency all the time, effectiveness. You know, so you're sitting for 2 hours meditating. You can do without spending the 15 minutes that we spend on breathing and developing the conditions, you know. You can meditate without that, right? Mm-hmm. But boy, based on my experience, if I just spend that little bit of, do that little bit of work, what I get out of my meditation is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess the other thought that comes to me is the universal recognition, if you think about a baby. One of the first connection kinds of things that the baby makes to the parent is smiling.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it's almost, nobody has to practice it. I mean, it's just like that, that I can see universal connection is the word I can think of.
Mm. Wow. Wonderful.
You know, because they've done, you know, studies, voice and smiling are the two first things that babies recognize. Even before they can tell color or distinguish, you know, they can see light and dark, and they can respond to voice and they can respond to smile.
Isn't it also interesting that when you see you know the images and the pictures of enlightened masters, you see that they're smiling, right? Most of the images I have seen, there's that smile there. I think it comes from ultimately, you know, understanding, you know, it comes from having penetrated the truth. You know. What is that truth? The truth of impermanence and impersonality. That is the truth. And when you have an epiphany, what do you do? You smile, right? Everybody has some epiphanies, moments of enlightenment. You just smile, and that happens.